Protesters across U.S. plan to save USPS. Call for Postmaster General Louis DeJoy's resignation. By Catherine Rodriguez on August 22, 2020. Several left-leaning organizations, including Move On, the Working Families Party, and the NAACP, organized a protest called Hashtag Save the Post Office Saturday, which asks Americans to demand that Postmaster General Louis DeJoy resign from his position. The protest called for Americans to show up at their post offices at 11 a.m. local time to save the post office from Trump and declare that Postmaster General Louis DeJoy must resign. The announcement of the nationwide protests came after hundreds of activists protested outside DeJoy's Greensboro, North Carolina, home on Sunday and gathered outside his apartment in Washington, D.C., on Saturday. DeJoy, who has only been on the job for 2 months, has already testified before the Senate Homeland Security Committee over mail delivery questions as the 2020 election draws closer and mail-in voting becomes more of an issue. DeJoy also said any operational changes to the postal system, including those having to do with mail-in ballots and mailbox removals, will be paused until after the election is concluded. But those on the left are not convinced, saying it will disrupt the mail-in voting process before the 2020 election takes place. Washington, D.C., as well as six states, Pennsylvania, California, Maine, Massachusetts, Delaware, and North Carolina, also sued the U.S. Postal Service over the upcoming changes. The U.S. House will also meet for a rare Saturday session to pass legislation that would reverse recent Postal Service operations and use $25 billion in taxpayer dollars to support the agency before the November election.